producer Donald, what are we looking at this morning with our survey says?
Today we're asking, 19% of adults say they've done this in a lift. What is it?
Eaten scrambled eggs.
There you go, please.
Excuse me. I take it that is a point to dig at me and my eggs.
You just walked in with them.
Like, no, I tested the water. I opened the door. I stood at the door and I was just kind of like saying, you know, what you doing? And I was eating my eggs and just to see. And he was like, well, you've opened the door now. You've let the egg stink in. So you the might smell. As well come in. So,
but you did that on purpose because you knew he'd say that. If you came
I didn't. I was testing the waters. If he'd said out, I would have gone out.
There you go. For next time, Cooper. Out.
Cannot wait for a new studio where you're banned.
Yeah, no, I'm not banned.
No, because you come with snacks.
Snacks are banned.
Snacks are banned.
Eggs are banned. Yeah. We've got an email saying no eggs or snacks allowed in studio by the boss. Yeah, that was definitely pointed at me.
Yeah, and he said it as well.
He did, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
He did,
yeah. He's like, did you get the email, Una?
He just missed out the word purple. It's not the answer, Cooper, I'm afraid.
Okay, but it wouldn't surprise me, though, if Una just ate a bowl of eggs in a lift.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, if I had them and they were there, why not? Is it had to make the small chat? Oh, God, in a lift, the worst. You're better off just staying silent. Don't make eye contact in a lift. Because then if you're on a, you know, if the lift gets stuck, you're in trouble making small talk for hours.
I love making people feel awkward in a lift.
That's really like mean.
What? Oh, this intrigues me.
Well, it's kind of like when it's really quiet and it's a long ride in the lift, I usually turn around and look at them and go, this is awkward, this silence, isn't it?
You are such a
but
weirdo.
But it's funny. It's funny. It's better than you just going.
I just take out your phone and just stare at it.
Yeah,
that's what I would do because I'm so bad at small talk. I probably start talking about what you know. What?
No, the thing is, you're good at small talk. It's just what you talk about as well.
Yeah, yeah. It's the thing. Yeah.
So, how many times do you reckon I farted in this lift?
It's not the answer.
Okay, all right. We need some guesses on 087-110-2107.
19% of adults say they've done this in a lift. What is it?
All right, get your guesses in. Producer Donald, what is the question we're asking on 087-110-2107?
19% of adults say they've done this in a lift. What is it?
What are the guesses that are coming in? I pretty much think...
Yeah, so it's pretty much all the same guesses so far. and that is farting. They've let off a windy. They mistimed a cough and let off a windy.
Do you know what?
Someone else says broke wind. Someone else says did a big fart. So,
there. All of these guesses in that are coming in are, it's all your fault.
Why is it my fault?
Because you always are talking about this type of thing.
I never talk about it. I'm a lady. I am very refined.
I wait till everybody's
classy lady.
Unis is like, I beg your pardon. I wait till everybody's got their headphones on before I blow one out.
I don't. I genuinely. I. My body just. I don't need to do any in here. And if I needed to, I would because I'm human and that's
all right. Stop talking about it.
Okay. Maria in Nay says, "Is it that they shifted their partner?
Oh, in the with someone else there?
Oh, well, that's. I mean, if you're in love, you're in love. And if you're on honeymoon or something, you're in a lift and.
Yeah. No, it's not the answer, no.
Okay. 087-110-2107. What do you reckon the answer is to this Survey Says question?
19% of adults say they've done this in a lift. What is it?
All right. 087-110-2107. Okay, our Survey Says this morning, the question from producer Donald is this.
19% of adults say they've done this in the lift. What is it?
Started in the lift and then... like looked around and given everyone else dirty looks as if it was them and not you.
So blaming the other people. Seriously, Una, you need to stop talking about these types of situations.
I haven't been talking about these type of situations. I'm a very refined lady. Cassie
Donald,
lady.
Can you do us a favour? It won't take you long. I just get all the clips of Una talking about farts.
Oh, yeah.
And toilet times and stuff like
that. Is lies. You're always talking about your toilet and your 10 past 10 breaks.
No, I'm not.
Annie Hoozles.
Morning, iRadio. Tommy here in Roscommon. Just wondering, is it press all the buttons when they're getting out of the lift?
Oh, great guess. We do that to Una every time she gets to... because we're on the second floor here?
Yeah. It's technically the third.
No.
How is it the third?
Well, if you go on and you Google the iRadio address, it'll say the third floor.
But there's
so,
ground first, second,
well...
So, second.
Well, I'm just saying, there's like a lot of flights of stairs. So.
Anyway, there's... First floor, then second floor, and then you're here, okay? And what we do is we press the button on the first floor as well, so it stops, so it delays you getting in.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. That's very mature, isn't it?
Yeah.
And we had our fun.
Yeah.
We do have lots of fun doing it.
Oh, very good. Lorraine says, is it done their makeup in the lift?
Oh, yeah, with the big mirrors in the lift. That's a very good guess. That could be a higher percentage, I'd say.
Oh, and there's good lighting sometimes in lifts as well.
Yeah.
Would it be looking at themselves in the mirror?
Oh, yeah. No, not the answer.
All right, we need the answer, please.
The answer is 19% of people say they pressed the wrong floor and then had to commit to it instead of looking awkward and pressing other ones with other people in the lift and just...
Really?
Yeah.
Why? You press the wrong floor and you're just like, oh, I'll get out here?
Yeah, you just do that and wait for it to come back again.
Why? What is wrong with people?
Because you look silly otherwise. You have to back it, like, you know.
Like an idiot.
But to who?
Like, to the other people in the lift.
I'll just stop.
Why has he pressed that button and not got out?
It's more to my life to be worried about what people think about what floor you're getting out of. I'd be more worried about people judging me if I didn't walk up two flights of stairs. Do you know what I mean, Una?
What do you mean? I have a bad back and... I don't like
walking stairs. Is one of the best things you can do for a bad back.
Not always, and I have a
lazy disposition.
A weak Achilles as well. My Achilles are weak. Yeah.
Oh my god! You have a weakness to actually walking up the stairs.
Breakfast rolls.
Think on the spot. Sing it. You're up against the clock. Don't take a hit. You gotta rhyme it.
Good morning.
Think on the spot. You're up against the clock. Don't take a hit. You gotta rhyme it.
Marty! Good morning. Marty is from Mayo. It sounds like we made up a request. Hey, Marty
from Mayo.
Simon in Sligo. Anita in Armagh. Do you know what I mean? Marty in Mayo, but works in Dublin Zoo. That's exciting, man.
Do you get fed up with it after a while?
I would just stop.
No.
No way. I always wanted to work in Dublin Zoo.
It would be amazing.
Yeah.
So what's your...
There's only so much shite you can get thrown at you. In a
this is very
day,
true. Yeah.
Does that really happen?
Yeah.
The primates.
The chimpanzees that caught the fags, like.
The chimpanzees, they'll be messing and throwing.
There's no flies in them, lads.
I'm telling you, there's not. I love the zoo. I think one of my favourite parts has to be the primates. And I love the African plains as well. That's fantastic. Giraffes are savage huge. Did you ever see the giraffe up close, Una?
No, I didn't see. I can't remember. There is a lot of walking in Dublin Zoo. That's all. Like, it was fabulous. And I love it. But the twins kept running away from me. And they get lost very easily. So it was... That's really...
Yeah. Back in the day now, in this sort of weather, there doesn't be much happening, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's
it's great.
True.
Actually, today would be a great day to go to the zoo. It wouldn't be that busy. Walking around with an umbrella, enjoying your best life.
Yeah,
exactly. Marty, your line isn't great, so we're going to crack on with the game, if that's all right.
Okay.
So the rules are very simple and very straightforward, me friend, and that is we're going to give you a whole lot of questions, and each answer rhymes with a word, and that word that you've to rhyme with this morning is...
Right. R-I-G-H-T. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Okay, your time starts now.
You play with these on a windy day attached to a string.
Kite.
I need to get to the airport to catch my what?
Flight.
The what of Mount Everest is 8,849 metres. One of these broke out at the GAA last night.
Fight.
What do you check when you go for an eye test?
Sight.
Be careful of my dog, he might give you a what?
Fight.
Halloween is around the corner. Be careful someone doesn't give
height.
You need a permit to be on this building. What?
Height.
I've put weight on so my jeans are too what?
Tight.
Time is up. Just to give you an idea, when Donald holds up his hand,
anyway. I switched my thumb and my little finger because it's easier to see.
It's 9, it's 10. You absolutely smashed it.
Yeah.
You got 9 correct with Rhyme It. That means that you are the winner of this week's contents of Una's Draw.
Hey, my man.
Oh, my God.
Well done, Marty.
Up Mayo.
Hey. Well done, Marty. Enjoy that. And hopefully there will be some nice goodies in there that you can share with the fam. And keep away from the primates.
Thanks a million.
Not at all. Thank you.
No worries, Marty. Bye.
Cheers. Bye-bye. And you are my tip.
This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
It's a big weekend this weekend. Shout out dads. And oh, by the way, everybody, congratulations to be nominating your dads to become Dad of the Year 2026. We will be crowning that dad before 9 a.m. this morning. So we're going to have a listen back to some of the lovely messages that we got in. But before we do that, Una, you have been you've been plotting, you've been scheming, you've been doing the thing that you love to do, and that is preparing for like the ultimate moment that you love to do every single time there's something special. Like there's always the Gaa song, the World Cup song, the Women's Day song, just every Troy Parrott song. Oh, so many songs. The amount of production and work that goes into it. You must have been working behind the scenes, because you usually record it and then get me to produce it, and it takes a few hours and days to get done up. So who have you been getting to do this one for you? Like, I feel like you've gone behind my back. So
I have a confession to make.
What have you done?
I actually, because I'm so busy, because I'm a busy mum of twins and I'm really busy all the time.
Well, you're not.
I actually just, the song, I kind of forgot about it. So yeah. I have the lyrics. I have written the lyrics. The lyrics are there.
Jesus H.
So this
Christ.
Is going to happen. This is going to happen live.
Oh God.
Yeah, I know. It's going to be live.
So usually the fun of this is that we play like 5 minutes of outtakes.
Yeah, but they're going to be, it's live outtakes now.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so, yeah.
So this is for all the dads.
Oh, my God.
All the dads, listen up. This is a song that Una's written for Father's Day.
Yeah, but I just forgot to produce it up. And I'm not even sure if the, listen, let's just go with the flow. Let's just rip it off and do it, okay?
It's going to be great.
Well, I'm going to be Scarlet for myself.
We got messages in from the boss saying, don't do it. Oh, well, it's too late for that. So, shall I introduce you?
Yeah.
Here's Una.
Okay.
This is the song for Father's Day for all the dads.
I like dad bods and I cannot lie. You one of the ones I can't deny. When a dad walks in with a big hairy face, you're thinking about first base, you get sprung. Wanna pull up tough cause you notice that your bod was stuffed deep in the jeans he's wearing. I'm hooked and I can't stop staring. Oh baby, wanna get with you and take your picture. My homegirl tried to warn me, but that bod makes me horny.
Wow.
That's it.
Like, did you just do that on the radio now?
Yeah, I did.
That was absolutely
it's
spectacular.
It's an ode to the dads. So there you go.
That was wonderful.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was the thing about first hairy face and first base?
Yeah.
Watch out, dads. If you're on the loose this weekend, watch out for Una.
I like dad buds and I cannot lie.
Oh, did you want to do it again?
No, I'm fine. No.
I'll tell you what, for anybody who've only tuned in now, we'll give you an opportunity to sing it again before the end of the show.
Okay, right? Cool.
All right, God love us all. All this week, we've been asking you to nominate your dads for Father's Day, which is this Sunday. Just remember, the only thing that your dad's going to expect is a high five, a hug, and maybe, I don't know, a biscuit in the morning or something with his coffee.
A biscuit in the morning.
Be happy, out. No, don't go spending all my money on presents for me. It's fine.
Dads love socks.
Yes.
You love socks.
Oh my God. I actually got a plethora of socks at Christmas time because everyone's asking me, what do you want for Christmas? I'm like, no kidding. Socks. Just get me socks. Happy out with socks. Love getting socks.
Yeah.
But we've been asking you to nominate your dad to be Dad of the Year that we're going to crown. And it's our first Dad of the Year here on the show.
It's lovely.
Yeah, so these were the finalists for every single day. We Grace, Dano, Elkmar and Lisa.
My dad is a legend. He was a stay-at-home dad my entire life. If we ever had a wardrobe malfunction, he would also help knit and sew every patch, seam, everything back together. He is the best.
My dad is my superhero dad. Not only is it Father's Day this weekend, he is always there. He has helped me more in more ways than anybody could ever imagine.
I think my dad should win Dad of the Year because he's a walking saint. He has done so much for me over the years. He has always brought me to every single football match, never had me late. I really hope he wins this.
I'd love to nominate my dad, John. He doesn't let us put our hand in our pocket for anything, but he is the best dad to all of us and the best granddad.
So many amazing messages that came in, and we can only pick out one dad. And it's not because we favoured it. We've done a draw out of them all, and it's absolutely fantastic. And the Dad of the Year will be announced after Sunday Fedora. So, we played our little montage of all of the nominations for Dad of the Year 2026 from Dano, Elkmere, Grace and Lisa. And we have picked out a winner to be Dad of the Year. And that is Andy Johnson in Offaly! So, Grace, you nominated your dad, Andy, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I was like, when I heard it on the radio, I was like, oh my God, my dad is like, he just did so much for us as kids. Like, and my mum was like working all the time for us, and she was the only one who drove. So she was driving all the time. And my dad just stayed at home because we lived in the pub. We lived above the pub.
No
so
way.
I was like, oh my God. He's like, I was like, he's definitely like a legend. I was like, I'm definitely going to nominate him.
Oh, that is
and
amazing.
And then I couldn't believe that I was called out. And I was like, oh my God. And then when I showed my dad, he cried at home. He was like, oh my God, I can't believe you did that.
I can't cope. I'm going to cry now that he cried. Oh, that is so lovely.
There's nothing like making people cry. It's
yeah, but they're it's lovely, happy, emotional tears. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, great. Celebrations all around. Your dad is Dad of the Year 2026.
Woo!
I'm morning.
Hi, Andy. You legend.
And I know he's having a good long rest because he was working late last night. So please send him our love. All right. Thank you so much for nominating him. Love to your family as well. Have a great weekend. All right.
Thank you so much.
Cheers.
Thank
Thanks,
you.
Grace. Bye. Thank you to everybody who nominated their dad for this. It's an amazing prize. And the prize itself is absolutely astounding. We have really, really gone to the bank. Like, look at what we give away in Cash Machine. We are going absolutely tenfold on this. We are going to get Andy's face put on a mug with Cooper Nuna, a Dad of the Year.
Yeah.
And that is the only thing you need as a dad is your name on a mug saying Dad of the Year. Well Woo-hoo! Done. Congratulations. Thank you so much to everybody for doing the nominations.
Missed the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Get it off your chest. I'm here for this. It's one of my favourite parts of the show.
Where me too, everybody
sends in a message on 087-110-2107. Get something off your chest. And when we get something in, everybody chimes in, has a go at what they think of the situation.
We all help each other out. So this is from Aoife. And he says, hey guys, I need to get this off my chest. I hate the way my flatmate eats.
Aha! Here we go.
He's really loud and snuffly, almost like a pig looking for truffles. Each of the housemates takes turns in doing a dinner weeknight, so we all just like sit down together. Mm. He moved in about a month ago. Nice enough fella, but he turns me off my food. It's nasty. I can't say I'm going to eat in my room. I've always been sensitive to noises and people chewing loudly, but this lad takes the biscuit. What can I do with this?
Not only takes the biscuit, but munches it too loudly.
Yeah, I get it. Like...
Jesus Christ. Sorry, I just got the fright of my life. What was that? Was that you?
Yeah, that's the way he's eating. Because that's like
I thought there was an electrical fault in the studio. Did you see me jump there?
Yeah, I did.
I was just dozing off. I'm tired today. And then he just hit. Did you snort?
Yeah.
Because
he said Aoife says he's like a piggy's. Searching for truffles, you know, when they're looking.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was just truffle reenacting snufflers. The truffle snufflers would sound like.
You know what? I would love to know how to deal with this because noisy eaters, I just cannot stand the sound of somebody eating. It actually drives me mad. I think I do have a touch of misophonia.
Misophonia, yeah. I also have it as well. Like, not so much for loud eaters, but for like heavy breathing when you're sleeping and snoring.
Stop going into strangers' houses.
What?
But like, even if you sit beside, like somebody recently was beside me very closely and they were chewing gum and they were smacking their mouth. It was like...
Was that me?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Actually, there was somebody else who was doing it as well as you. Somebody in my family. And I was just like, okay, the noise of this chewing gum now, that's got to stop.
Yeah.
So close your mouth. You're not in LA Hollywood from the 80s now, lady.
I think Aoife is just going to have to say it to him, like...
Yeah, okay, right. Put this, okay.
Oh, but he might get offended and she doesn't know him that well and you don't want to hurt his feelings either, you know?
Yeah, like if I said to you, do you know, I don't mind you having your eggs in here every morning. I think that's fine because you need your nutrition.
I do.
I know you're a busy mum. You'll only wake up the kids in the morning.
Yeah.
So you can come in here and you can stink up the place with your eggs. I I'm fine with that. But Jesus Christ, can you have a listen to how you eat? Because like you sound like a truffle pig. How would you feel if I said that to you?
If you called me a truffle pig.
You sound like one.
I'd punch you in the face if you told me.
See, this is what happens. You just turn around into like, are you calling me a pig?
How dare you? This is a tough one. Okay, we need to help. We need to help Aoife out. 0871 102 107. What you gonna do?
Get it off your chest this morning. It's a noisy situation where somebody is sounding like a truffle snuffle pig.
Yeah. Aoife hates the way her housemate eats. He's really loud and snuffly, almost like a pig looking for truffles. And each of the housemates takes turns in doing dinner weeknights. So we all sit down together. He moved in about a month ago. Nice enough fella, but he turns me off my food. It's nasty. I can't say, oh, here, I'm going to my room. I've always been sensitive to noises and people chewing loudly, but this lad takes the biscuit. What can I do? Well, Cara in Newbridge has been in touch. She says, tell her to eat it quickly or pretend to be on a Teams meeting and have to take your dinner upstairs. That's a good idea.
No. You can't be just going upstairs and hiding away from the situation. Like,
why not?
It's like, you know, hiding under your bed because you don't like the movie that's on.
Yeah, but I mean, what can she say to him then? It's full-on confrontation. I hate the way you eat.
Mm.
You make horrible noises.
Maybe this is something that we just need to do as a society, is actually just get over our confrontation issues and just talk to each other. Ring that doorbell. Let the neighbours open up and say, give me my ball back. It's over your fence.
Yeah, but then there's you're going to hurt his feelings. Because he doesn't know that he eats like a...
All right, but he's not going to die.
Yeah,
it's
I know,
his
but
feelings.
He might be fine. He might get self-conscious then over the way he eats.
Maybe he'll improve then.
Yeah, maybe. That's true as well. Yeah. That is true.
What is the worst sound that comes from somebody when they're eating? Like, is slurping soup one of the worst sounds?
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Why? I didn't say do the sound.
You introed me into that. Of course I was going to do it.
I didn't say do the sound. You crazy special person. Oh, my God. Is it crunching on maybe crisps? You know, the crunch. Oh,
that's fine. That's grand.
Yeah.
I hate the kind of the breathing when it's like... You know, there's a lot of breathing that goes on with it.
Yeah, the eating breather.
Eating breather.
Yeah. The knuckle dragon eating breathers.
No, they go... That one.
Oh, hang on a sec. I just want to say goodbye to the people who've left.
Sorry.
It was nice while it lasted.
I'm just trying to explain the different noises people do when they're eating and how they can be stomach turning.
Okay. 0871 102 107. What is the best way? Maybe you've had the situation where you've maybe been confronted and where you were offended. Did you die? All right. 0871 102 107. What are you saying? How can you confront the person? Have you been confronted? And maybe Equaluna on this, and hit us up with some eating noise sound effects. You need Jesus in your life. Get it off your chest this morning.
So Aoife has been in touch, and she can't cope. She can't be dealing with her housemates loud eating. Each of the housemates take a turn to make a dinner during the week.
Mm.
And when it's his night, she can't eat it because it's really turning her off her food. And she doesn't want to be like, okay, I'm taking this upstairs. So what can she do? She's very sensitive to sounds.
Good morning, Cooper and Una. Maybe she should invest in a... instead of air defenders or airphones or something.
See, that's not dealing with the situation, though, is it? Like, if I was told I was a noisy eater, I'd be like, Jesus, thank God for somebody telling me that I'm a noisy eater.
No, you wouldn't. You'd be offended.
Offended?
Yeah, you'd be like, I don't. You'd be like, you'd be all denying it and stuff. And
no,
you'd be
I
like,
wouldn't.
No, you would, yeah.
I wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't.
You would. You don't like eating in front of people anyway.
It's because I'm noisy eater.
There you go.
So I won't eat in front of people. Problem solved for everyone else. See what I mean?
Well, I definitely have misophonia because anything that's... if there's a noise for more than 10 seconds that shouldn't be happening, it just gets me... what you should do there in that situation, get a megaphone.
Yeah.
And the next time you're eating, you start chewing into the megaphone right in his ear. Might get the picture then.
Okay, so let's get a megaphone and get Una to do a little bit of chewing here. That was more disgusting than I envisaged how it was going to sound. All right, keep the messages coming to 0871 102 107. Noisy eaters, tell them, leave them alone, wear headphones, move out, go to a different country, or what do you do? Get it off your chest.
This is from Aoife. And she says, I need to get this off my chest. I hate the way my housemate eats. He's really loud and snuffly, almost like a pig looking for truffles. Each of the housemates takes turns in doing a dinner weeknight, so we all sit down together. He moved in about a month ago, nice enough fella, but he turns me off my food. It's nasty. I can't say, oh, here, I'm going to eat in my room. I've always been sensitive to noises and people chewing loudly, but this lad takes the biscuit. What can I do?
All right. WhatsApp's on 087-110-2107.
Good morning, Cooper and Una. Oh, my goodness. I cannot stand it if I can hear somebody's teeth scraping off their fork.
Ah, the fork scrapers on the teeth.
Oh, my goodness. Can't do it. Can't do it. Have to leave.
Yeah, that's nearly as bad as listening to somebody eating than when they pull the fork out of the mouth.
Scraping
on the teeth.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool. Donna and Mayo says, and this is actually decent advice, tell Aoife to talk to the other housemates and ask them to do they find his eating out loud annoying. Then call a family meeting after dinner some evening and discuss a few things they're not happy with in the house. For example, who didn't replace the toilet roll? Who puts the empty milk carton back in the fridge? You have broken the ice then. Turn to your man and say, by the way, you're a really loud eater at the table and it wrecks my head. Make it a laugh. It's out in the open and he gets the message without hurting his feelings. Finish up with another few comments. Job done, Donna and May. That's really good advice.
That's not a bad idea, but what if everything is a negative against that person? Maybe they don't replace the toilet roll. Maybe they leave the milk out. Maybe they are the problem. Maybe you all need to move out. Leave him to his own devices.
Or maybe he's a bad housemate then if he's doing all that.
I do like the idea of not an intervention, but maybe a comments card, a suggestion card. All right. So everybody puts a suggestion in and then they're all like on post-it notes and you put them up in the fridge. There's a noisy eater in the house. Do you know what I mean? So it's anonymous.
Oh, God. Yeah, but then everyone is feeling on edge going, am I the noisy eater? Who thinks I'm the noisy eater? And they all get a complex. You have to be very careful about things like that.
Yeah, very true. Yeah. All right.
Good morning. And how is everybody? It's Lenny from Mayo.
Hey, Lenny.
The sounds during people eating during dinner, they get to me a little bit, but what gets to me is that one person that's finished and you're still eating and they're sucking their teeth and picking at it and they're like no, get away from the table, leave my dining room now. That. Have a good day.
Leave my dining room.
Get out, you tooth sucker. Oh, no, that is gag.
Yeah, no. All right, listen, thanks so much. If there's anything you'd like to get off your chest, you know what to do.
Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled, all the crack, neatly packed and ready to go.
We are ready to go. We've just swapped sides of the desk as well, yes, because we're about to play Spits and Giggles.
This is my favourite time because you get
this
wet and I don't. You've got water in your mouth and you have to not laugh when I play your clips. The wettest wins because that means they're laughless.
Okay.
Are you ready to play?
Not really. Mm-hmm. Push your luckers.
Okay, fill your mouth up, please. Mm-hmm. Okie dokes. Clip number one. Ray Mears, Wilderness Walks to start here, and he's been on TV for years, and I was concerned he might be losing touch with his age, but Ray is sharp as ever, even in the rain.
I love the hairy prawn.
Oh, Coop, did you went then first, Cooper?
Soaked her.
Oh, Una's holding it in. This is new for you. This is good. Okay, one.
Oh my God. We were talking about sounds when people are eating food. That's a nasty sound that you're making.
It's 1-0 to Una there. Clip number two. BBC Breakfast reviewing the Daily Papers now. This man was staggered to hear news about one of England's national treasures during a report about nutrition.
Maharaj bowls and Dawson comes forward and plays that back up the pitch. An interesting discussion going on with that question of whether or not the ball flicked to Cox's helmet.
I don't know why I'm extra giddy today. And on a scale of 1 to how wet are you?
Oh, she's still got water in her mouth.
She's that's soaking. Yeah.
Well, it's 2-0 to Una anyway. This is the first time you're ever actually winning so far, so I'm happy for you. But yeah, it's clip number three. Arsenal defender Felipe Cendros. You can't hold it in your mouth.
Oh my God. He didn't even say anything there, and you spat all over me. This is ridiculous. He's doing it on purpose. He's not playing fairly.
This is how giddy I am. Okay. Once he said arse now.
Oh my God.
Wow. Okay, are you ready? Composer. More water. Right, here we go. We're going to try and do it this time. Clip number three. Arsenal defender Felipe Sendros. And he wasn't aware this kind of thing went on around the pitch.
Seve Ballesteros, one of the great golfers of history. I remember that for good luck, his wife used to kiss his balls just before he teed up.
Oh my God! Why did you get the top of the head? Oh my God!
Right, back
wow.
at you.
There you go.
Let's get another one.
And two, I swirled one, that two, one around, by one. The way, in my yeah.
I've just realised I'm reading out different cues to which the ones are. So I've got the, I've got
like
the right.
It
wouldn't be like me, yeah.
Like
I'm on the right ones now. So, yeah, here we go. 2-1 to Una. Hey, number four. It's Radio 2 now. Norfolk Swally Web recounting a touching anecdote of... No, that's the one we just played. Radio 2 now and sports reporter Matt Williams may have shared a little too much about the racing here.
And jockey Paddy Brennan has clocked up his 1,000th jumps win in Britain and Ireland. He was riding Colin's sister.
Wow, Una went first. That's a draw.
It's a draw.
You're drawing 2-2 at the minute. Well done. Oh. Last clip to decide who's picking the final song of the show. Cooper's keeping his mouth. More water in your mouth, please.
Oh, that was so funny.
Are you ready? Clip number five. Strictly Come Dancing and dance expert Vincent reveals more about Faye and Giovanni's rumba than was intended.
For me, there was a lot of... Look at the way Giovanni takes it from behind. She reacts to that.
Una is gone.
I've won. All right. I've won this one once again. Kesha, my love is your drug. I'm absolutely soaked. This is iRadio.
Miss the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.